This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Order your mental health map DNA test kit today.
If I'm Aiden right now, I'm setting screens and diving to the rim. All small guys for the Clippers. He's got to punish. Booker the drive. Back to Aiden for the slam. Timeout Clippers. The lead is back to eight.
Indeed, it was. And Phoenix ended up winning the game yesterday. Game one against the LA Clippers. Yeah, you know what sucks? So, like, I'm driving all over the place yesterday for Father's Day, visiting my family, seeing, you know, my girlfriend's family. I wanted some action on this game. Like, did not have time yesterday to sit down and fully handicap everything. I bet the Clippers. Yeah, it was fun. Just have your heart ripped out at the very end.
Well, that was, you know, that was awesome. You know how they're great in game ones. You know, they're really good in game ones usually. Just they're the best.
That is true. That is true. Oh, just as in case people are interested in this kind of thing, and I'm guessing you are since we talked about this all week last week at the end of the week. I was trying to find out how to say go Denmark in English, but I feel like my computer is going to blow up. So I'll just say it in English like we would say it. Go Denmark. Denmark, a 1-0 lead over Russia. A sick, like, howler into the upper 90 by some guy whose name I can't pronounce. So Denmark, a 1-0 lead right now on Russia. Coming up on the end of the first half, Ken and I, of course, bet on the Danes here to take out Russia. All right, now we'll get back to the NBA postseason, breaking it down, Western Conference, Eastern Conference, and the postmortem from the weekend that was in the NBA postseason. Joining us to do that, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, former NBA General Manager, the great Ryan McDonough. Insider calls brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. McD, what's going on? Great to have you back on You Better You Bet here on the expanded BetQL. Costos Barkley, Monday. How you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great. It's always good to be on with you guys, especially on the first day of the relaunch BetQL family of shows, I guess. I was on this morning, BetQL Daily, and always great to be on with you two as well.
Well, hold on, hold on real quick here. McD, they got you. You're pulling double duty today?
I am. Yeah, I don't know if that's related to the Phoenix Suns being in the Western Conference Finals, or probably more likely, they just couldn't find anybody better to come on early on a Monday morning. But
that's definitely true. Eli, can we get McD paid extra here? Like, he's coming at twice in one day. I mean, like, I'm not trying to be your agent, McD. I'm just saying, Ken, I think McD deserves a little something for that.
Yes, I mean,
it'll be like baseball last year, guys. I'll just do seven innings, so I'll just cut out when you get close to the end of this interview, but not quite done yet. I'll just cut out like the baseball doubleheaders from a year ago.
Sure. Yeah, we'll only ask you about one series instead of two. We'll only ask you about half the futures market instead of the other half. We'll figure out a way to make it work. We'll get you out of here
and won't bring up the fact that you were huge on the Brooklyn Nets to win the Eastern Conference. That will not get mentioned in this interview at all.
I have that written down, and I'm crossing it off right now, and we'll never talk about it, so no one will ever know that there were many tweets about how into the Brooklyn Nets you were. But I mean, I'll be honest, Nick and I were really into the Brooklyn Nets too, and we lost a lot of money over the weekend when they got eliminated. And let's talk about the weekend real quick, right? Because it was just Nick and I tried to put into perspective how improbable this Eastern Conference Finals is. Milwaukee, who nobody liked, who nobody wanted to bet on, who has an MVP who everyone's kind of tired of, they advance over the team everyone loved, including us. And then Atlanta, who people were picking the Knicks against in the first round, and the Knicks were favored against them at close, I think, at the start of round one of the playoffs, they advance. Can you ever remember a season in which we had kind of two, like, we're down to four, and two of them are Atlanta and Milwaukee, which nobody expected? I have a hard time finding a historical comparison for this. Does anything kind of stand out to you when you think about just how crazy this Eastern Conference Finals matchup is?
Not in recent NBA history, guys, and I think there are a lot of numbers that back that up. One that really stood out to me looking at it initially yesterday before Game 7 between Philly and Atlanta, and then now with Atlanta having won last night and then advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals, is there are no number one seeds in the Conference Finals for the first time in a long time. Utah's out in the West. Philly is out in the East. So what you have now is you have four different seeded teams. Phoenix is a 2, Milwaukee's a 3, the Clippers are a 4, and then now the Atlanta Hawks are a 5. Those are your final four. As you guys know, the NBA playoffs are usually relatively chalky. So this year, to have some volatility, some variance, I think, you know, a lot of that does have to do with the injuries, which are tied in, to, at least to some extent, to the compressed schedule, has made this a very difficult field, or playoff field, to handicap and to bet on, because there's been a lot of things in individual games, and even in terms of series winners, that I think have been relatively unexpected, if you go back and assess it, even just a couple weeks ago before the playoffs started.
The last time this happened was 1994, when we saw two seeds play for an NBA championship, the Houston Rockets beating, I don't know even why I say this out loud, because it just brings up so many bad memories, beating my New York Knicks in Game 7 in 1994. McDee, we're gonna spin this ahead to the series we've got going on right now in a second here, but we need to ask you kind of about, like, the postmortem in Philadelphia. What's going to happen there this offseason? What could happen this offseason? You got Doc kind of throwing everyone under the bus last night. Ben Simmons won't shoot in the fourth quarter. Tobias Harris shrinking in the big moments here. Seems like a bad brew right now in Philadelphia. I don't know if we want to trust the process. I don't know what we want to do with the process right now. McDee, you know, you did this for a living. Like, what do you think should happen in Philadelphia this offseason?
Well, the franchise is in a difficult spot right now, guys, because as I look at all 30 NBA teams with Philly, I think they're probably the most interesting as far as what they do this offseason. The knee-jerk reaction is trade Ben Simmons, although as an executive, as you guys know, your value is to sell high and buy low. If they trade Ben Simmons now, they're selling low. His value is probably as low as it's ever been with the max contract, and more than anything, as you mentioned, Nick, with his reluctance to shoot, that glaring layup that he passed up last night, could have been a dunk, could have been a three-point play, with them down 2, and then he passes to Thibault and he gets fouled and only makes 1 of 2. It's rare that a player calls out another player that directly, like Joel Embiid did, but as I'm sure you guys saw it, they asked Embiid what the turning point was in last night's game. He said, well, when we passed up a layup and only made 1 free throw, so it seems untenable between Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Clearly, Embiid is the better player. I personally think he's good enough to be the best player on a championship team. Now, what is Daryl Morey in the front office? What do they do with Ben Simmons? Do they try to rehabilitate his value and work on his shooting? I'm guessing that's what they're going to try to do, but I think they'll also explore the trade market. I'm just not sure how robust that market will be, given how badly Simmons struggled in the playoffs this year.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, Ryan, just kind of a follow there, because you bring up all kinds of the interesting arguments of why you would keep him, because he's this kind of still an asset, right? He's still, like, you're paying him a lot of money and he's still kind of an asset. Maybe you can develop him, like you say. Maybe they'll go into the offseason and try to kind of teach him how to develop as a player. But, like, at the same time, and correctly, you bring up the Embiid quotes and the Doc Rivers quotes, like, how can it be 5 months from now and everyone's just going to go back to the preseason and, like, play together? Like, that's a realistic expect. I mean, has this, the aftermath from this series, poisoned the well enough in terms of the relationships between these guys that you would feel forced to trade Simmons, even if you couldn't get top dollar for him?
Yeah, and that's why it's really hard, guys, as an executive when something like this happens, because what Joel Embiid and Doc Rivers did last night after the game, unintentionally or not, is signal that they want to trade, or they would like the franchise to trade Ben Simmons. But by virtue of doing that publicly, it devalues him even more. And then it makes it harder for Daryl Morey and Elton Brand in the front office to actually trade Ben Simmons. So that's why the frustration in the moment is understandable. But I don't see how they run it back, especially with those two guys. Embiid doesn't look like he's going anywhere. He's proven again that he can be one of the best, if not the best player on a championship team with his two-way ability. Simmons, guys, is something that he's an enigma. He's so unique. I think the best role for him would be actually as a 4 or a 5, as a power forward or a center who's the screener rather than the ball handler in screen and roll situations. It's kind of a secondary playmaker. Now, you wouldn't have the rim protection defensively, but offensively you'd have a versatile threat because you guys saw how teams guard him on the perimeter, guys. It's not just about Ben Simmons and whether he will shoot the ball, which clearly he wasn't, or whether he'd actually make the shots. It's if the other team knows he's not going to shoot, they can really muck it up defensively for the other teammates on Philadelphia and crowd the paint, and that makes it really difficult to run good offenses, especially in a playoff scenario when a good team led by a good coach in Nate McMillan takes away what you want to do. And you know, kudos to Atlanta. They really exposed some shortcomings of the 76ers and of Ben Simmons in particular.
You better, you bet. BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a Monday. The expansion of BetQL officially taking place today, joined by Odyssey Sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough, breaking down the NBA playoffs. McD, we've got like 4 minutes left, so I guess like we're in like the bottom of the fifth of the seven-inning interview here. So let's get to the two series that are going on right now. We'll save the West for last. Milwaukee in game one against Atlanta, 7.5-point favorite Wednesday night, total 226.5. Milwaukee, a massive favorite in the series. A, how do you see the series playing out? B, would you have a bet on game number one? If so, what is it?
Atlanta. Yeah, I think that's way too many points to give Atlanta. 7.5, as you mentioned, Nick, in that range there. I've seen the line fluctuate just slightly this morning in that 7-8 range. I'm not really sure why. I mean, what would be the argument as far as why Milwaukee should be favored by that many points? They did beat Brooklyn, who was the favorite, who was my pick to win the championship, although James Harden was playing on one leg, Kyrie Irving was not playing, and then Kevin Durant, by virtue of his toe being on the line, you know, almost ended the series in seven games. So kudos to Milwaukee. I'm not trying to take anything away from the Bucks. I just think this is going to be a very competitive series. I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta wins the series. I think they have more depth than Milwaukee, especially the Bucks playing without DiVincenzo. So I'm not sure why the Milwaukee Bucks are favored by 7.5 points in game one. I really like Atlanta.
Ryan, we have about 2 minutes left with you, and obviously want to hit on the Western Conference Finals as well. I mean, another kind of improbable matchup. Lakers were in this on this side of the bracket, obviously, as well. Utah was the number one seed, but we end up with LA at Phoenix. Phoenix wins game one. Devin Booker plays outstanding, triple-double, 40-plus points. Suns, as a result of that game one victory, now about minus 450 to win their series, which you kind of think they should be. Game two line, Suns minus six, total 224. Anything stand out to you in the West Finals here in a couple minutes?
Yeah, I like the Clippers in game two. I think the Suns are going to win the series. I think they're the best remaining team and should be the championship favorite at this point. But, the Clippers won the regular season series 2-1. Yesterday's game was obviously back and forth. The Suns ended up winning by six behind a superhuman performance from Devin Booker. Keep in mind, the Clippers had a very difficult turnaround, guys, coming off that incredible win on Friday night against Utah in game six, followed by a flight to Phoenix. And then game an early tip here in Phoenix at 12:30. PM local time yesterday afternoon. So I think tomorrow's game's going to be very close. I think the Clippers will cover the 6-point spread, and I wouldn't be surprised if LA pulls the upside as well to win game two here in Phoenix.
McD, I know that, you know, my profession, we're not supposed to ask yes, no questions, because then you can get a yes, no answer, and then we're kind of left holding the bag afterwards, right? But I'm going to ask you a yes or no question here based on what you just said. Are the Phoenix Suns going to win the NBA championship?
Yes.
I love it. I love it from Ryan McDonough, because Milwaukee, as I teased before you came on, McD, Milwaukee's the favorite right now at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, plus 100. They are even money right now. Eli, see if you could type in the Phoenix price for me. I want to give it out before the end of the hour, but very interesting there. McD likes the Suns to win the NBA championship. McD, we love having you on the show. You pulled double duty today. Thank you very much for doing that. We look forward to talking to you down the line here in the NBA playoffs on BetQL.
Hey, gentlemen, always great to be on with you guys.
That was the great Ryan McDonough, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Rum. Listen, we know life's busy, so come to Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make. How about you? When I think snacks, I think Shell.
Nom, nom, nom,
all
nom,
the
nom,
snacks,
nom,
all nom, 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 all the snacks you need. Okay, so great stuff there from Ryan McDonough. Suns, by the way, plus 140 to win the NBA championship. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. And what an hour it's going to be. We will bring Eli onto the show. Can't wait to hear from Eli. And we're going to go through the Western Conference, what Ken expects. Game two, Clippers and Suns. Hour number two, You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.